My name is Mary Arden Helving. I'm a senior at Highland Park High School. I have a new life in Christ and recovering from control, pride, and misplaced security. I accepted Christ at the young age of 9. At this time, I understood the gospel, salvation, and that I got to go to heaven, but my faith didn't go any farther than that. As I went through middle school, I acted like a strong Christian at church and small group, but my faith ended when I left those settings. I fell into the trap of idolizing other things like competitive cheer, relationships with friends, and striving to receive my older siblings' affirmation. This ultimately demonstrated that while I said and acted like God was my thing, my heart was far from it. Going into my eighth grade year, my Kennecott counselor told me how she thought I could be a game changer for those around me if I stepped more fully into a relationship with him. As I began living more for Jesus, I tried to keep control and have a relationship with him based upon my own ability, which left me feeling exhausted and beat up over my imperfection. I tried to be Christ-like without letting Christ work. I constantly fell short in the way I treated people and my heart's attitude toward many things in life. I knew I couldn't work for my salvation, but my heart showed that deep down, I believed like I could. My need to control things was expressed in my attempt to please God independently, consistently stumbling with a hardened heart instead of understanding that he just wanted to walk with me as my father. After my next summer at camp, my counselor encouraged me to commit to spending time in God's word daily, no matter what. She showed me that to grow, you have to be spending time in your Bible alone with God. By doing just that, I began to understand my sinful deprivation and desperate need for God in every single area of my life. I saw the brokenness in my deep-set pride through the way I looked at others, and I saw self-righteousness in my own actions. I saw there was a lot of pride in myself as I strove to be the best, caring too much about my own image. As I gave the reins to God, allowing him to do the work within me, he grew me in ways that were unexpected. The relationships and opportunities that God placed in my life began to teach me how to love humbly and radically. I got to trust God as he used me in hard and uncomfortable conversations of sharing my faith. Through diligent and consistently spending time in my Bible, I realized what it meant to be truly in love with God and live in the fullness of life. Standing out from the crowd in high school is hard, and it feels lonely to stand for something not many people around you seem to understand. I experienced many dry seasons in my faith where God didn't feel super present, and my desire to remain faithful felt unfruitful and unpurposeful. I think that sometimes in the moments when the emotional side of a relationship with God seems desolate, he is all the more pleased when we continue to do his work despite of our lack of desire to do so. Following the world sometimes looks like the easier plan, but ultimately faith doesn't equal feeling. So I learned to wake up each morning and choose him because my present dryness was not a permanent condition. He never stops his pursuit of us, and he loves to strengthen us amidst our perseverance. Through high school, I have learned to have a real and surrendered relationship with God, along with how to be bold in my faith. I know there's growth in my imperfection and how to not only know, but believe my security, worth, and identity comes from God alone. Fighting sin through high school is hard, but so worth it because of the ultimate peace, joy, and less scars you can experience by trusting God and not finding stability in the affirmation of man. I have learned the importance of surrounding yourself with other Christ followers so that you can faithfully lead in the roles God places you in. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "No ear has heard, no eye has seen, and no mind has conceived what the Lord has planned for those who love him." And we can find peace in Psalm 23 because the Lord is our shepherd. If you resonate with any of the truth I just shared, I would encourage you in that God desires to use you in big ways when we let go of control and open our hands up in trust. Thank you for letting me share.